We want to return to Bahrain now. The reports tell us just before dawn this morning, riot police with tear gas, percussion grenades and clubs drove protesters from a main square where they demanded sweeping political change in this tiny kingdom. At least five people died, some of them reportedly killed in their sleep by close-range shotgun blasts. Bahrain's military has announced a ban on all gatherings now. And joining us live from Bahrain is Michael Slackman, foreign correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Michael, I understand you're actually overlooking Pearl Square at this point. What do you see?
Well, there's a heavy military presence surrounding the square. I see armored personnel carriers and what appear to be tanks or something along that line, closing off all the arteries into the square. On the King Fahd Highway over that borders on one side of the square, there's still a huge police presence and lots of blue flashing lights.
Well, we understand that the military has announced that they are completely in possession of the square at this point and are banning all gatherings. Do you think it's likely the public will respect that out of fear of further violence?
Well, there's literally no way to get in right now. I mean, this is not Tahrir Square in the center of a city of 18 million people. You know, I mean, it's relatively easy from a tactical point of view for the police to prevent anybody from getting in there. But right now, the biggest crowd is gathered at Sumamaniya Medical Center, where all of the injured and dead had been taken. There were thousands outside the hospital all day chanting death to the Khalifa family.
We understand that at this point, the protesters' demands, which originally were for a constitutional monarchy, things like that, that the protesters are now voicing even further demands to eliminate the royal family altogether and completely take down the government. Have you seen a widening in the demands coming from the protesters?
What I've seen is a ramping up of anger. For the last couple of days, the protesters were keen to emulate the peaceful tactics employed successfully in Egypt in the final days of the effort that brought down President Hosni Mubarak. Even last night, as they were fleeing, they were screaming, peace, peace, peaceful, peaceful, trying to tell each other, you know, not to give the government an excuse to strike back at them. But with so many people injured and so many people dead, at this point, no one among the crowd was exactly thinking political tactics. They were just very, very angry and very, very sad.
Can you give us an idea about the people of Bahrain? Are these people who are armed? And what is their relationship with the army?
Well, like the other security services here, my understanding is the army is primarily made up of foreigners who have been recruited to come to Bahrain on the promise of good pay, nice housing, and a fast track towards Bahraini citizenship. I've seen army troops all around the city today carrying shotguns and rifles and tear gas, and none of them appear to be Bahraini nationals.
All right. Well, I'm sure it's a very different picture from any other time you've ever seen Bahrain before. This is a metropolis. This is a banking center, Michael.
It is. It's a pretty relaxed, generally a pretty relaxed, mellow place, given that it's in the Persian Gulf. You know, compared to its neighbors, Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, Bahrain was always felt relaxed. But underlying was, for decades now, has been this political tension between the royal family and the Shiite majority, which feels that it's being discriminated against. And that's where the fault line fractured again this time.
Michael Slackman, foreign correspondent for our part in The New York Times, reporting to us live from overlooking Pearl Square in Bahrain.